Hare Krishna. Unfortunately, I don't have pictures. Pictures of what? Pictures of our expanded, or you could say new, restaurant in Debrecen. It's been functioning like this since January, but I haven't been here. But now I am here, today and tomorrow and yesterday. I went for the first time and had lunch. And it's really beautiful. It's a real model restaurant. We have five Govindas, or maybe six, in Hungary. This is by far the most beautiful. Originally, we had just the devotees here, which means that these are they're not. These are not brahmacharis or brahmacharis communities. This is not a temple, but these are all working people, supporters, donors, congregation, you may want to call them. And they got together and they financed purchasing a building which would run as a restaurant cum temple, a restaurant during the day. And temple in the evenings and on Sunday program. It was a very small building, but next door was a neighbor, right adjoining, and the idea was that sooner or later she's going to get the message with all of the kirtans that she should sell the building and move out. And that did happen. It did happen. And she did sell, and so the devotees took a loan, and they purchased that building, and then knocked down the wall and started developing the restaurant. Of course, all of this took, although the small version of the restaurant was functioning earlier, but to where we are now took 6 years. A lot of hard work under the guidance of Nitai Bhavana and his wife Gaur Bhavana. The restaurant is very, very beautiful. There's still work to be done on the outside, on the ground. It's very, very big. Inside, when I came in, I was very happy. It was very, very modern. Everything's very... There's white tables and chairs and furniture and very easily cleanable with beautiful tiles on the floor. So it's modern. It's a modern-looking place. Although they have one corner, which has a sort of a more traditional Indian look. And then, of course, the kitchen is nice and big and brand new and a beautiful counter. And all the devotees, of course, the appearances of the proper building and the restaurant inside is very nice, but very important is that all the devotees are all dressed in devotee clothes with tila. Not only that, but I'm not talking about just the devotees, I'm talking about the employees, the employee devotees. They're all the devotees, and they come in early in the morning. They chant japa together. Then they have Guru Puja and the short kirtan and Bhagavatam class, and then they go about preparing for the day. So it's really quality prasadam in the sense that everyone here is very Krishna conscious and has to live a certain Krishna conscious lifestyle. And, of course, that would be expected, because how will something be prasadam if the consciousness of the cook, the consciousness of the server, the consciousness of the others who are not there is not really merged in Krishna? But when it is, then people feel that, and they appreciate that there's some special quality in this food that they're eating, and that we're a vegetarian restaurant. We're not here to open vegetarian restaurants. We're here to distribute prasadam, and people appreciate. appreciate that special quality of love and devotion that's in there, the Krishna consciousness, and aside from their appreciating it, they're also making spiritual advancements, so they themselves make spiritual advancement. What to speak of the devotees who are also distributing prasadam. So by distributing prasadam, working in that restaurant, devotees themselves are giving people the opportunity for setting their foot on the path to Krishna, and they themselves are making advancement in the process of doing so. So it's really, really exemplary, very, very, very pleased and impressed. And as I mentioned, this was all, everything was done, a lot of the work and labor was done by congregation members. So we have devotees who are builders, and they were doing that. And the entire property is in the name of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. It's not in anybody's private name. It's in ISKCON's name. What is left now to do? Well, there's quite a bit of work left to do outside as well as inside. But upstairs above the restaurant is a big, big attic. So that's meant to be designed as a yoga studio, preaching center that's open all the time. So that now, just like yesterday evening, we held a program, so then the restaurant stops. But in this way, the restaurant can go on one side, and upstairs, the other devotional programs can be going on over there. And in this way, best of both worlds. Wonderful thing, Srila Prabhupada's genius for wanting to open restaurants, giving devotees the opportunity for being employed like this and engaged in Krishna service, and at the same time being able to set up centers of Krishna consciousness in towns that would not be able to maintain a temple just because they're too small. But everyone in every town, big or small, all eat. And if we give them nice prasadam, we give them a nice atmosphere, we give them a lovely smile, and we're a place that people happily come to, then we can maintain, restaurants can actually maintain our preaching. But it requires leadership. It doesn't come easy. And here, of course, the leadership is, as I mentioned, from the Thai Bhavana. And over and above that, it also requires dedication from the devotees working there. People don't become millionaires by running vegetarian restaurants. Neither do can we offer maintenance or salaries that compare to some kind of outside other job, computer programmer or who knows what. But when devotees see, yes, this is also Srila Prabhupada's mission. As I mentioned, we're not restaurateurs, we're not even interested in distributing vegetarian food. Our business is prasadam distribution, giving people the mercy. And devotees need to be dedicated to that and see that, yes, I want to fulfill this mission of Srila Prabhupada, and I want to be part of this mission in this town, in this particular village, and in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's vision in every town and village, in every town and village, my mission will be spread, because the restaurants can maintain themselves, and that means the building itself maintains the preaching. You don't have to have Sankirtan devotees or some other form of effort to maintain the building that may, as in the case of temples, sometimes just sit and wait for guests to come or Sunday programs. But here you have constant attendance. The people who attend, they pay for their prasadam. That maintains the building. and then as active as we can be in terms of preaching, whether it be daily or once a week, programs can be held in the same premises, and in that way, Krishna consciousness can really effectively reach every town and village. Here's a little, this was a little update, and when I go over there for lunch again today, then I'll take some pictures, and we'll try and put some pictures on later this afternoon, and you'll be able to see those as well, of Govinda's Deprits and Hare Krishna.